All right, Hard Dog. Really shitty start in Moto 2. Took you a while to get going.
No.
Oh, wait, no?
No, really good start.
Okay.
And just straight backwards.
Oh.
Like, I was just sitting on my bike watching guys go around me for no reason.
What happened to you all of a sudden to get going?
I don't know. Well, once everyone got around me the first two laps, kind of settled in and just had to pass them all back. And then I think, like, my best was like a 222.4, and I ran a 222.7 on the last lap trying to pass Marsh, but he wouldn't let me by him, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah, he had a nice lead on you. I don't know if you told him, like, hey, man, one more lap, and I would have had your ass.
Well, there was a lapper on the straightaway with the mechanics area, and if he wasn't there, I totally would have got him.
First motor was good, pretty strong.
Yeah, I felt really good that
15?
One. 12th with no clutch lever.
Okay.
Whole moto.
And what happened?
Derek Kelly happened.
When he went down with the yellow flags and everything?
This was, like, first lap right after the finish line.
Yep.
Came up on my inside. I went off the track. Went to reach for my clutch. Was just bent straight down.
Yeah.
So, kind of freaked out for two laps. And then, you know, I do no clutch motos. I'm sure everyone else does, too. But, you know, kind of paid off. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, I know what to do here. So, that was cool. But, yeah, and then I saw him on the track.
Was there any, like, weirdo corners where you were freaking out?
All the downhill off cambers where it was, like, really tight. I was going the first gear and just praying I didn't make a mistake and have to stop or something.
Yeah.
But other than that, it wasn't bad. It was just those really tight off cambers.
I picked you today in fantasy, so I know you picked yourself, too.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I really...
You and Marsh both did well.
Yeah.
Double both motos. Handicap's going to go down.
Yeah.
So it was a good pick.
Track looked really fun in practice in first moto. Not so much second moto, but was it? Did it look fun to ride?
Marsh was telling me how not fun it was in the first moto. I had fun, had a good ride, a good finish, which helps.
To me, it was like rip the perfect amount, like just perfect.
The track prep was really good. They're going to hate me. I'm going to complain. Hangtown Moto 2 and here Moto 2, I feel like they could ease up on the water just a little bit.
Okay.
Like... I think it needs water between motos, obviously, so it's not a dust storm.
Yeah.
But, like, there's some sections first lap that are dry, even like, after the water. And then there's other sections, like the downhills and some of the corners, that are muddy from lap 1 to minute 39 of the moto.
So it's Ross's fault?
Definitely Ross's fault. But, like, I just feel like those sections, it's just kind of... It makes it hard for guys to push because it's so slippery.
Yeah. You're all tiptoeing it a little bit?
Yeah. Like, if it got, you know, first 5-10 minutes where it's a little slippery and then it, like, broke in and the track was really good, perfect.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, but the overall prep, really good. I'm happy with it.
Two good races in a row for you.
Yeah. Keep it rolling.
We're on to High Point.
On the High Point.
Thanks, buddy.